Bench bumps.
Cam FM.
Right, we're going to have to fade down Ellie Goulding there a little bit early because we're going to throw live to the river. We're going live down to the river now for our rundown of the combined M4 W3 division with Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hello, Jack. Well, the start cannon actually caught us by surprise a minute ago. It's just gone a minute ago. Just a quick rundown. Robinson M3 lead this division. Kings M2. Jesus M3. Fit M3. Peterhouse M3. Claire M3. I'm going to throw over now to Beth at first post corner. Beth, the boat's just gone past you, am I right?
Yes, I've just seen Robinson and Kings come past me. Kings looking like they've gained a little bit on Robinson, but Jesus way, way behind Kings. Looks like I would say that, who's this, Fitz about on station with Jesus as they go past me, but looks like Peterhouse are catching up on Fitz. They've gone down to less than a length there. At the bottom, we've got Claire looking quite sorry for themselves, but that's pretty much it from here. Ben, what can you see at Grassy?
Well, the boat's just coming round that S-bend in the river. It's quite a difficult corner, especially for a novice crew with a novice cox. But coming towards me, Robinson M3, their blade heights, they've just about got them back under control. But yeah, King's probably about a boat length. Well, it's difficult to judge from my angle. Behind them, Jesus M3 again about on station. Fitz M3, Peterhouse M3, Claire M3. This is the first of many races that Cam FM will be bringing you in the world's strangest rowing competition. The aim of the game, of course, is to bump into the boat in front of you. Normally that means that for the next day you swap positions with them. Today it just means that you get an extra point on your tally, an extra notch in the metaphorical bedpost. Now, Robinson coming round the corner, King's taking a slightly tighter line. Many of King's crew are wearing their vests, their sleeves are bare, they're bold, and they're taking it down. The angle of the coxswain's rowing has paid off there. The line they've taken round Grassy Corner has taken them to within about half a boat length of Robinson. When it comes to Kate at Ditton Corner, there may well have been a bump Jesus behind them, but the real action here is Fitz. Now, Fitz are going past me now, very hotly pursued by Peterhouse 3. Peterhouse 3 now have it to within a couple of feet. The bow ball of Peterhouse gaining on the cox. They'll have overlap as they go around Grassy Corner. Unfortunately, they have picked the worst line, or the cox is pulling it back. There'll be a bump any minute. Unfortunately, now Claire coming past me. Claire M3 looking slightly dejected. They are about 10 boat lengths away from the competition. It will be a long and lonely row over. I'm now going to throw over to Kate at Ditton Corner. Kate, Robinson and Kings, have you seen them on the horizon yet?
They've not come round the corner yet. We can hear them, but we can't see them yet.
Okay, thanks. They will come back to you as soon as you can see them. I'm now going to ask Jack Ranson, bless him, who saw the start. He was at the start cannon. Jack, how did the crew start?
Yes, thanks, Ben. It was all quite smooth, actually, in the M4. They all pushed away quite nicely, stayed pretty much on station as they went around first post, and we're currently waiting for W3 to get underway here. I'm just at the side of the Claire boat, but let's head back over to Kate. It sounds like something's going on over there at Disney.
Okay.
Kate.
Kings. Okay, all right. Kings have just bumped Robinson going around the corner. It's very hard.
Thank you,
right now. We have all three boats going round.
Literal
anti-fit. They're rowing around literal anti-fit right now. No, they have not bumped them. Almost. Robinson have pulled clear of Kings. Jesus are gaining on Kings. Jesus are taking the corner quite well. They're almost overtaking Kings. Kings are pulling away now. Robinson have it. We just had a massive crab. Kings are about to bump. They're holding. Jesus are overtaking both Robinson and Kings right now. They're going into long reach. Jesus has overtaken both Robinson and King.
Thank you, Kate. I think that must mean then that Kings did indeed bump up on Robinson. Jesus are now being chased by Fitz, who are in turn being chased by Peterhouse. Kate, can you see Fitz and Peterhouse yet?
Okay. Claire are coming around the corner. Other than that, we cannot. Claire are coming around the corner. I'm sitting here with Kings and Robinson. Could possibly interview them in the next minute. Jesus have rowed clear of both Robinson and King.
Thank you very much, Kate. So we'll bring you the latest as we hear it from that battle. It sounds very much then in that division as though Robinson M3 were bumped by Kings M2, Jesus M3 then rowing over Fitz M3 and Peterhouse M3. That was a tight battle, and we'll have to let you know how that one went. But Claire M3 due for a long and lonely row over. Now, Kate, I believe Who are you with, Kate, over there at Denton Corner? Which crew have you caught?
I'm still trying to get an interview with Kings and Robinson. The situation was that Robinson were coming very strong around the corner, but I believe it was seat four who crabbed. Seat five who crabbed, and due to that, they slammed into the corner, followed shortly by King. There may be a technical there. Claire have come around the corner. Both Jesus and Claire have rode on.
Thank you very much, Kate. I'll let you get that interview, but it sounds very much as if the W3 division is about to start. I'll just do a quick rundown before throwing to Jack. Claire W2, Wolfson W1, first and third W2, that's the top there, to bottom. Then Queens W2, Sydney W2, Murray Edwards W2, St. Cats W2, Darwin W2, Murray Eds W3, a Murray Eds on Murray Eds action possible there. Lucy Cav Hussle W2. They're rowing in Hughes Hall's Blades, not Lucy Cav's today. Jesus W3, and then Claire Hall W1. Jack, at the start cannon, what's going on with the W3 division?
Yes, thanks very much, Ben. Yeah, it's quite an exciting start. Darwin have just bumped up on St. Cat's. That's the first bump of the W3 division. And now Murray Edwards 3 are coming past, so they're going to have to go wide because Murray Edwards, St. Cat's and Darwin are taking their time going into the bank. I think they're doing it as quick as they can. There's a bit of difficulty with the Darwin boat still pulling out. Medwards have got to go wide, and now they're being caught by the Lucy Cav Hughes Hall boat. Jesus W3 just about on the station behind them as well. They've all had to take quite a wide line because this Darwin boat poking out into the middle of the river. It's a bit of a shame. Medwards are being caught very fast by Lucy Cav and Hughes Hall. Beth, can you see anything across the corner?
Okay, I've just heard Claire coming past me. Wolfson are gaining very much of them, down to maybe half quarter boat length. Looks like behind them we've got first and third who are struggling. Looks like Queens are really gaining on them. Whistles are going. I think there's going to be a bump as they go round grassy into the gut. But as of yet, no bumps. Back up to Wolfson and Claire, really pulling down. I think Claire are going to get bumped going round the gut. Ben, watch out for that one. But Queens definitely gaining on first and third, down to a quarter of a boat length, even down to a canvas. Looks really good. I can't quite make out who's coming around the corner behind. We've got Sydney Sussex pursued by Murray Edwards, but they look fairly safe. Murray Edwards haven't got much further. Ben, can you see Clara Wolfson coming around yet? In fact, no, Ben, stay with me. I'm going to call there will be a bump by Queens on first and third any second, down to a canvas. The whistles are going. It's just a matter of when first and third Cox concedes as they're going around. I'm just going to jog to follow them as they're going around. First and third, yep, it's conceded. Queens have bumped up on first and third of that. Ben, what can you see at grassy?
Well, I can see Claire W2 are rowing on, and Wolfson W1 are pulling into the side of the river, the far side of the river, and they're raiding as much greenery as they can, I think. That means then that Wolfson W1 have got that bump up on Claire W2, and there will be they will become the sandwich boat, which means they'll get a chance to bump into the W2 division later on. Two rows for them. First and third taking quite a while to pull in, but they're just about managing to, leaving Sydney W2 to come past. Actually, I got that completely wrong. It looks very much as though Claire W2 are rowing over, which means Wolfson W1 just crashed into the bank there and will indeed be overbumped then by Sydney W2. Over to you, Beth.
We've just had a bump right in front of me. We've had Hughes Hall bumping up on Murray Edwards W3 right in front of me. They had overlap, and Jesus having to take a very wide line as they're struggling to clear the river. Jesus going very, very close to the far bank as both Hughes Hall and Murray Edwards try and clear the river as quickly as possible. But I can confirm that Murray Edwards W3 have been bumped by Hughes Hall there as Jesus rows through with Claire Hall behind them. Claire Hall are not going to catch Jesus at this point, so I think that's all the action that we can have from down this part of the river. Ben, what else has happened up there?
Well, I have to admit to being slightly confused because Sydney W2 are rowing on. They look like they're about to crash into grassy corner, to be perfectly honest, pursued by Medwards W2. Now, I would have said that Sydney had overbumped on Wolfson because Wolfson crashed into the side. Or maybe Claire are rowing home, in which case I think that's probably more likely. Nope, Sydney are pulling in, which means Sydney are pulling right in front of me. They have overbumped, and I will get an interview with them as soon as I possibly can. Medwards then are rowing on. Their next pursuants are Jesus W3. I'm going to throw over now to Kate. Kate, can you see Claire W2 going for the row over while I try and grab an interview with the Cox?
Hi, Maeve here, actually, Maeve and Kate, and we can't see anyone yet. Nothing going on this far. So, yeah,
Ben.
Nothing going on here. Back to you, Ben.
Well, I am here with a jubilant Sydney Sussex W2. Can I have a big cheer from you all? W2. and I can speak to the cox now. What's your name?
Anna.
Anna, you have just overbumped, the first overbump today. I love overbumps, do you?
Yeah, we've never done it before, so it's great.
How has this crew adapted to the racing? Is it a novice crew? Is it an experienced crew?
Quite a few novices in this boat. And yeah, we've just done really well. We got bumped on the first day, rode over the second, bumped the third day, and now we've got the own bump, so we've got the whole like, variety here.
I mean, will there be a boat club dinner this evening?
Yeah, there will, and it'll be fantastic.
Going hard?
Yes, indeed.
Fantastic. Well, once again, a big round of applause, big cheer for Sydney Sussex. First overbump of this final day. You couldn't ask for anything more exciting, could you? And just going past me now, Jesus W3 have about 20 boat lengths on Clare Hall W1. Two very long rowovers. Now, Kate, is there anything you'd like to say up at Bidden Corner, or can I do a rundown?
So, Clare... Hi, Maeve here. Clare have just passed, rowing strong, loads of water behind them. Everyone else seems to have bumped out. Yeah. Nothing else going on here. No one has gotten this far yet.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Kate. The greenery, I don't think there'll be any foliage left on the trees and the bushes of the River Cam, because Sydney Sussex W2 have just taken all of it. They look like they're kind of, I don't know, Olympians or kind of Roman goddesses, you know, with their laurels on. But let me do a rundown now of the two divisions that have just rowed very closely together, the first two divisions of the day. So in the M4 division, we know that King's M2 bumped up on Robinson M3. We think Jesus M3 rode over. Fitz M3 and Peterhouse M3 was looking very tight. There may have been a bump right at the death, but we know that Clare M3 rode over. We'll confirm what happened between Fitz and Peterhouse when we get the results update. And now moving on, turning the page to the W3 division, Clare W2 row over, Wolfson W1 crashed into the bank, which means that they were overbumped by Sydney Sussex W2, first and third W2 bumped by Queens W2, good row for them, Murray Edwards W2 row over, St Cat's W2 were bumped by Darwin W2, Murray Edwards W3 bumped by Lucy Cav Hughes Hall W2, Jesus W3 row over, Clare Hall W1 also row over. We will send someone to get a confirmed result update from the Marshall's tent. But for now, back to you in the studio, Jack.
Thank you very much, Ben.
Yeah, we'll get the result.
It turns out that was actually the first overbump of the week. So an interesting piece of trivia there. Yeah, not just the first one of the day, but the first one of the week. We've had an overbumpless week, which is a bit unusual for limp bumps.
What's the atmosphere there at the moment after the first race?
Well, Jack, well, Benedict, it's filling up slightly. Now, obviously, it's the first race of the day. I expect more people to kind of pile down here to Grassy Corner. It's traditionally the place that you want to watch bumps from, especially the earlier divisions, because it's quite a tricky... you heard people crashing into the bank left, right and centre. It's a tricky little bit of river to navigate with all these twists and turns. And this is where the carnage happens. You know, a couple of years ago, I remember almost being speared by the bow of a boat that mounted the side of the river. The atmosphere is fairly good. It's quite chilly, but, you know, not too windy. The rain's holding off for now. A strong contingent of Clare Boat Club. Next to me, in fact, I'm going to just wander over and put them on the spot here. Try to rope into, what's your name?
My name's Esther.
Esther, and Esther, in as clean-mouthed a way as possible. You row yourself?
I cox.
Cox which crew?
Clare M1, the mighty Clare M1, some would say. Not very many, but...
Clare M1. Is Clare M1 the boat that's called Joel... What's it for?
Joel Jennings, named after the legend that is Joel Jennings.
Joel Jennings actually stroke Joel Jennings before.
He did indeed stroke himself for quite a long time, and then we ratified that by letting him do it in a boat as well.
Fantastic. How are you expecting the afternoon to progress for Clare?
I think they're just going to go off and we'll start rowing, and we're going to row as fast as possible, and then at some point we'll stop rowing. And I think that's probably as much as the pundits are willing to say at this point.
You know what? If every sports person in the country could give interviews as concisely and as straightforwardly as you, the world would be a much better place. Thank you very much, Clare Boat Club. For now, though, I think we best get our act together. Back to you in studio.
That was wonderful. Thank you, Ben. We're cracking up over here.
Thank you very much, Ben. Lent bumps.
Cam FM.
Okay, great.
It's better if I turn my microphone
off,
isn't it?
Yeah, there's a little bit.
We're going to throw live down to the river where we have Kate or Maeve with the results. Hello. Oh, we have...
Yes, hi. So, Maeve and Kate are here, and we have results of both M4 and W3. So, the M4 results are as follows. Kate, Cool. So, King's bump Robinson, Jesus rode on, Peterhouse bump Fitz, and Claire rode on.
Okay.
So, and the women's results, there was a mad, like, it was amazing. So basically, Claire W2 rode over. Then Wolfson got overbumped by Sydney Sussex. And between that, Queen's bumped first and third. So there was a lot of swapping around there. Murray Edwards rode over. Cats were bumped, or no, Darwin bumped Cats. Hugh Hall bumped Murray Edwards W3, and Jesus and Claire Hall rode over at the end of the division. So very eventful there.
Thank you very much, guys. We'll look forward to hearing from you during the next race.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.